I wanted to also point out that the Manchester VA has been supportive of a lot of things, including a whole month effort on trying to cut down any instances of sexual assault. They've also been doing a lot on suicide prevention. And joining us is the director of the VA here in our district, in the Manchester VA, Kevin Forrest, and he's been a regular trying to do a lot more as we come out of this virtual thing and still continue that with more physical outreach with our veterans, ranging from getting vaccinations to the support they earned. Also, Kevin's joined by a guest, but I'm going to let him kind of quarterback this segment. This is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and the Manchester VA has pledged, along with the entire VA of New England and the country, to take more of action to end sexual harassment, assault, and domestic violence. And I wanted to bring in Kevin now on our listener line, GMI Studios. And good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Jack. How are you this morning? And thanks to all our veterans out there listening this morning.
Well, I appreciate it. I know you have a guest, Amy Bourne, but tell us a little bit about this issue, and maybe Amy can you can introduce Amy, a little bit of her background and role and the information you want to get out to our veterans and their families, Kevin.
That's right, Dick. So, you know, certainly, as you mentioned, you know, April is our Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and this is where, you know, all the entire VA really pledges via our White Ribbon campaign to make awareness and really to stop and eliminate sexual harassment, sexual assault, and domestic violence, you know, for all our veterans here. And, you know, with me today is Amy Bourne. She's a social worker here at the Manchester VA and our Intimate Violence Assistance Coordinator. And, you know, happy to have her here today to speak about some of the specifics of our programs.
And, Amy, thank
you.
Morning, Amy, and thank you for what you do. Thank you for joining us. And I want to just get this in real quickly. There is a crisis line, a domestic violence crisis line, and that's 1-800-799-7233, 800-799-7233. Amy Bourne, thank you. Talk a little bit about this program. Who are you trying to reach? Sometimes it may or may not be the victim of sexual harassment or assault or violence, but maybe someone close to them who might be observing something. So how do you, who's your audience here, and how can we help stop this and improve the situation?
That's a good question. So we are trying to target veterans and their family members who use or experience intimate partner violence. So that can be anybody, a caregiver. It can be a former spouse, a former girlfriend, boyfriend, anybody who's experienced any kind of IPV in their relationships. We ask that they reach out to us so we can provide them with resources. We partner with the community, crisis centers, and we offer support groups, and also, you know, we can provide them with mental health counseling. So we're just trying to get the word out that anybody can reach out to us. If maybe we are not the right place for a certain family member to call, but we can certainly direct them to the right place. So we're just trying to get the word out.
Talk about relationships, and what is IPV?
Sure. So IPV is it refers to physical, verbal, emotional, and sexual abuse, as well as stalking between intimate partners. This can include current or former spouses, boyfriends or girlfriends, and romantic, dating, or sexual partners. You don't have to be sexually intimate or even live together to experience IPV.
What about transition for veterans? I notice on some of your background that there are contributing factors. Can you elaborate on that?
Sure. So veterans often have PTSD or traumatic brain injuries, the stresses from being in the military, including frequent moves, deployments. All of that can affect coping skills and increase either the experience or the use of IPV in a family, in a relationship.
What are the signs that someone around someone should look for?
So I think there's obvious signs such as physical bruising, any kind of, you know, broken bones. I think there's also anxiety and depression. People are often withdrawn, and there's changes in their normal behavior. They're going to be more withdrawn. They're going to be quieter. Maybe they're not as social as they used to be. So it's really important to ask those questions. And that, at the Manchester VA, that's what we do. We try to get those, ask those questions of everybody who comes in.
A lot of times people, especially victims, are reticent to speak up. They may falsely tolerate some degree of violence or assault because they just figure that they might reach a point where they just feel there's nothing they can do about it. What do you say to someone like that? And I want to repeat this crisis line. Is it anonymous? Are there people there to talk to? 800-799-7233. I'll let you respond.
Sure. So we ask anybody to reach out. It's confidential. Even if you just have a question, you don't want to report anything to us, just reach out and we'll talk to you about it. We'll give you resources if you want them. The hotline is confidential. They can also provide resources. It absolutely does not ever hurt to reach out and ask. And that's what we're encouraging people to do. Just start that conversation with us.
Amy Bourne, thank you very much. 800-799-7233, trying to stem sexual assault with the veterans and their family. And real quickly, Kevin Forrest, director, 10,000 vaccinated, Mark. You're basically Friday, you'll be hitting a 10,000 vaccinated for the COVID vaccine, COVID-19, Mark, at your in Somersworth. But talk about our veterans. Is there any hesitancy to get it and questions, and how are you doing on this front?
So, you know, we just want to, you know, reinforce to everybody that, you know, this vaccine, I mean, it's safe. We're encouraging people to get the vaccine. We have plenty of vaccine to, you know, to provide here. It is a big milestone for us, Jack, with that 10,000th veteran here. But, you know, there's, you know, more than 100 million Americans that have received this vaccine. You know, it's part of our fight against COVID.
And if a vet wants to get it through the state or the VA, there's not much of a delay. They can get it, correct?
Yes, we have plenty of vaccine, Jack, and encourage you know, a veteran, even if they're not enrolled here, a spouse, a caregiver, come give us a call, and we'll take care of your vaccine needs.
All right, Kevin and Amy, thank you. Manchester VA live on Good Morning New Hampshire.